Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm surprised that they didn't build those with studded heads, because that was just, I don't know. That turbo on them things would have lift them heads right off there.
Well, it was a Ford Air. It was a rush to production. They were competing with GM, and they didn't fully test it. They didn't fully make sure what they had, and then they put that engine in almost every emergency vehicle out there. And when you got ambulances and whatever breaking down when they're being used, it gave it a really, really bad name.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I went to school for, I took a whole semester of light duty diesel, and I did a thing up here with the Gene Arbor group here with the AFC Diesel Tech, and he was not impressed with that either, and he'd been there for like 30 years, and it's some of that trial and error, I guess. I've worked in the automotive industry I used to work for IGT Automotive and Cooper Standard, and making all the parts for a lot of these vehicles, back when they had emissions and fuel tubing and just a whole myriad of injection molded parts, and I've been around the block once or twice, right?
Well, every manufacturer builds that one product that just makes you scratch your head and go, what were you thinking?